If you think the Food Network shows like Iron Chef and Chopped are tough, think again. They've got nothing on The Moff. The Moff, or the Meilleur Ouvrier de France, is France's highest honor. It goes to the country's best craftsmen, including its finest pastry chefs. And now, veteran documentary filmmakers Chris Hegedus and D.A. Pennebaker have gone where no film crew has gone before, into the competition. Like the Olympics, The Moff takes place every 4 years. One of the 16 finalists in 2007 was French-born Jackie Pfeiffer, the co-founder of the French Pastry School in Chicago.
For 4 years, I sacrificed pretty much everything. Not everything, everything, but it is going to be my moment.
How grueling is The Moff? Over 3 days, chefs must make a wedding cake, lollipops, sugar sculptures, brioche, 40 recipes in all, each of which must pass a taste test and be pretty enough to go into the Louvre. Chris Hegedus and D.A. Pennebaker are the veteran documentary filmmakers behind Kings of Pastry. We spoke with them when it was in theaters. The pair also made the film The War Room, which went inside the 1992 Clinton campaign. And D.A. Pennebaker also made the documentary Don't Look Back about Bob Dylan. So we asked D.A., did this look at pastry chefs rival those films in intensity?
It's certainly juicier.
And tastier. But did it, Chris? I mean, it felt like my nerves were wrung out.
It's surprisingly tense for a film about cream puffs and pastries in some ways, but it's really not just cream puffs. There's, you know, 6-foot sugar sculptures and everything that's being carried around. But, I mean, at the heart of the film, it's actually a film about character in very much the same way as the film about Bob Dylan is or The War Room is. And as a matter of fact, what attracted us to the story was our character, Jackie Pfeiffer, was being coached by his best friend and partner at the French Pastry School which he founded in Chicago.
And his partner has already the collar. Right. The collar is the signature of The Moff. Chefs who reach this highest status wear this special collar on their outfits. It's blue and red stripes. And you have a scene where two who've become Moffs talk about the meilleur way. Let's listen.
The meilleur way at France is about showing every day what you believe the best that can be done, you know, in teaching or in producing a product. Every day you put back your title.
Because the color we are the only chef allowed to wear those colors.
If you wear those colors and you're not, you can go to jail.
Ha, 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 but is that a joke? You know, if you wear the collar and you're not one, that's true.
French, you know, ever since Let Them Eat Cake, they've been very serious about the baking. And if you're a flower supplier and your flour isn't up to snubs, I think you can be put in jail too.
Well, it would seem that way, you know, the way they treat food and the food items. But let's go at the beginning. You focus mostly on Jackie Pfeiffer, who we heard from right at the outset, and we watch him. You know, all of these men and all the finalists are men, are athletes. I mean, they are literally working out, you know, to do what they do. Here, Jackie Pfeiffer talks about his sugar sculpture. Now, this is a huge white sugar crystal egg out of which rises this sculpture that I thought was carved wood, but he'll explain it.
This egg is made, those are sugar crystals. I just need one, but I'm going to make 9 just in case I break 8.
I make 9 in case I break 8, and then he gets there, Chris, and decides what?
Well, he decided that this new process that he was inventing, making these, you know, they were pretty big, they were about a 2-foot eggs that he was making, didn't work, and he had to kind of revamp his idea at the last minute. But these sculptures were amazing. I had no idea. Jackie actually took glass blowing. I mean, the figure that he was putting in this egg was pretty much like a Brancusi sculpture.
At another point, he's outlining on a whiteboard the wedding cake he's going to build. Buckminster Fuller would have been proud. it was so complicated, layers of different things. And they arrive in France. D.A., take a shot at just describing the 3 days of this competition. What did it feel like to be in there?
The physics of it were almost overwhelming because they had to be so precise and know so much that they couldn't even refer to recipes. They had to have it all in their heads hour after hour. And you're filming. The thing is, you're not sure what you're filming because you don't know whether they're doing it well or not well. You're not even sure what they're doing, but you have to keep shooting it.
Yeah.
So at the end, we were as worn out as they were.
Well, we meet some of the contestants, too, from France. One man, Regis, I think was his name, who had an entire kitchen built into his basement, much the way some men have woodworking shops.
Nice.
Others who come from families who have long done this. What is their attitude, Chris, towards this work?
The MOF is really kind of a lifelong ambition. And most of these chefs started at 15 and apprenticed to a baker and maybe went on to culinary school. And in order to achieve the type of perfection and excellence that they're going for in the career, they have to do it every day in their work.
And when you get that award, it's for life. It isn't just you won the prize last week or last year. You win it forever. So for them, that's a huge jump.
Which is why there are heart-stopping moments in your film. One is when one of these carefully constructed sculptures collapses. Oh. I mean, how did you feel at that moment?
You feel kind of, as a filmmaker, both ways. You feel just awful for the person because, you know, you like these people. They're wonderful and so talented. And at the same time, it's like, oh, well, here's our story.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I mean, I think what's interesting, and I'm not really going to say exactly what it was, but how everybody dealt with these disasters in the kitchen. And I think that's what really separates this film about food from the Food Channel shows.
Right, there was empathy as opposed to, you know, on some of those Food Channel shows, you think a knife in the wrong hand could mean, you know, the end of a contestant. This is it really is a brotherhood. They really feel for each other. Because the fact is, they can all win. It's not that just one can win or two. There's a chance they can all win.
Or no one.
Well,
it's like a fraternity.
Yeah.
They don't want the winner. They want the people who are the best suited to be allied with.
Yeah. Finally, at the end, the announcement is made. Who will actually get the collar? And this head judge, who's been kind of tough, you know, is in tears.
Yeah. He knows how hard everyone worked, and he himself competed 3 times. So that's 12 years of his life he spent trying to get the collar.
Yeah. And by the way, does it really change their lives? Does it really open doors? Do more people come?
Oh, yes, definitely. You have, you know, more clientele. The prestige goes up.
And you also, when you get the MOF, you become a teacher and a mentor to others.
Mm-hmm. People always say the work begins when you win the collar because, you know, from then on you have to do the best possible and everybody looks to you for that. But it's also a mentoring honor and you try to pass on your skills.
Organized, organized. Look, the sheet pan is like this, there's sugar everywhere, your table is a mess, okay?
Well, and it's a skill in which 1 second, at one point, Jackie says, 1 second the wrong way and a candy would have been ruined.
Yeah, the chocolate.
Yeah. Did you ever want to say, come on, it's just pastry, it's just candy.
Try butterscotch.
Yeah, but Hershey's, you know, candy bars. You know, I mean, what is it for them that makes it so important to do it this way as opposed to buying a Hershey bar?
Well, I think for Jackie, you know, he really believes in the idea of doing things the best you can and passing on the idea of eating the best ingredients in small amounts and challenging yourself.
Well, it's like the Voltaire thing of good is the enemy of the best.
Yeah.
They all believe that, actually. It's their cry as they go into battle.